procrastination predicament. Procrastination, the art of delaying tasks until the last minute, is a common struggle that resonates with many. It's a scenario where deadlines loom large, yet the motivation to start is nowhere to be found. Instead, less important activities consume our time, leading to last-minute rushes that not only heighten stress but also compromise the quality of work. This cycle of delay and despair is not just about poor time management. It reflects a deeper, more complex behavioral pattern. The struggle is real and widespread, affecting personal and professional lives, where the constant juggling act between urgency and avoidance keeps individuals in a loop of stress and dissatisfaction. The neuroscience of delay procrastination is more than just a bad habit. It's deeply rooted in our brain's wiring and response mechanisms. Neurologically, when faced with a task that feels overwhelming or unpleasant, the brain activates stress responses, leading to avoidance behaviors. Simultaneously, the limbic system, which controls emotions, tends to override the prefrontal cortex, the area responsible for planning and decision-making. This battle in the brain leads to the choice of immediate pleasure or relief, like browsing the internet or watching TV, over the longer-term reward of completing the task. The result is a dopamine-driven loop of seeking short-term comfort, making us feel powerless to overcome the allure of procrastination. Tackling strategies for success. To break the procrastination cycle, immediate and proactive strategies are essential. Here are actionable points to enhance the Tackling Tasks, Strategies for Success section. Divide and conquer. Identify a large task you've been avoiding. Break it down into smaller, more manageable parts or steps. Write these steps down as a checklist. Set specific goals. For each smaller task, define what success looks like. Assign realistic deadlines for each step, not just the final deadline. Implement the Pomodoro technique. Choose one small task or part of the larger task. Set a timer for 25 minutes and work solely on that task until the timer goes off. Take a 5-minute break after each 25-minute work period. After 4 Pomodoros or work intervals, take a longer break of 15 to 30 minutes. Create a task calendar. Use a digital calendar or planner to schedule each small task, including start and end times. Prioritize tasks based on deadlines and importance. Monitor progress. At the end of each day or week, review what you've accomplished. Check off completed tasks from your list to visually acknowledge your progress. Adjust and reflect. Regularly assess your productivity and adjust your task breakdowns or time allocations as needed. Reflect on what strategies are working and what can be improved. Reward yourself. Set up small rewards for completing each task or set of tasks, like a favorite treat or a short leisure activity. Celebrate larger milestones with bigger rewards. Seek feedback. If possible, get input from peers or supervisors on completed tasks to improve the quality of your work and make necessary adjustments in future tasks. Implementing these actionable points can help transform the daunting feeling of large tasks into a series of achievable accomplishments, thereby reducing procrastination and enhancing productivity. A real-life transformation from procrastinator to producer. Sarah, a 28-year-old marketing specialist, often found herself submitting projects at the 11th hour, leading to unnecessary stress and subpar work. The cycle of procrastination seemed unbreakable until she decided to actively change her approach to tasks. In her words, "Looking back, I realized that procrastination was more than a bad habit. It was my way of coping with fear and overwhelm. I used to think that waiting until the last minute made me work better under pressure, but in reality, it just added stress and led to mediocre outcomes. Deciding to confront this pattern was the first step towards change. I started small, focusing on why I was procrastinating. Fear of failure was a big factor. I was scared that my work wouldn't be perfect, so I'd put it off until the pressure became too much to ignore. Recognizing this was a game changer. I began to tackle tasks in short bursts, setting mini deadlines for myself well before the actual due date. This not only made the work more manageable, but also gave me time to review and improve, something I never had time for when I was racing against the clock. Gradually, these small steps led to bigger changes in how I managed my time and workload. I learned to prioritize tasks and to distinguish between what's urgent and what can wait. The satisfaction of checking off tasks from my list became a new kind of reward, one that was far more fulfilling than the fleeting relief of putting work off. Perhaps the most significant change was in my mindset. I stopped viewing tasks as daunting obstacles and started seeing them as opportunities to learn and improve. This shift in perspective reduced my fear of failure and made work feel less like a chore and more like a challenge. Now, I'm not only more productive, but also more confident in my abilities. Completing tasks ahead of schedule has become the norm, not the exception. My colleagues and managers have noticed the difference too, which has led to more opportunities and responsibilities at work. On a personal level, I feel less stressed and more in control of my life. Breaking free from the cycle of procrastination has truly been transformative, both professionally and personally. Sarah's story encapsulates the power of understanding and tackling procrastination head-on. Her experience highlights how small, consistent changes can lead to significant improvements in productivity, quality of work, and overall well-being. Check out our homepage for new content drops every day.